I mean, everything you do up until the season is important. Anything that's preparation is going to be important. So the main thing is you use OTAs, though, for yourself. And what I mean by that is to get better, work on things that you need to improve, and kind of test it out. Training camp is more competition in terms of, all right, like it's nut cutting time and, it's more intense and things like that. But you should use OTAs to focus on yourself, work on getting better, and then you use training camp to show what you worked on and how much better you've gotten, things like that. So, but it's all important because you can take your chances now. Like Rob said, he's like, you do something wrong today, guess what our record still is? 0-0. You see what I mean? So it's a time to take your chance and see if something works and, get outside your comfort zone, instead of say, this is the time to do it. And so that's what I'm trying to use OTA for this year.
Did you come with things that you thought about in the offseason or during your other conditioning that you came here with that you said, here's what I'm going to work on, mm-hmm. here's an area I need to improve, this is what I'm going to do in OTAs?
Well, just overall, I think we need more picks. So I take that upon myself, being the safety back there. We need more picks as a secondary. And so I can work on that myself and just how I prepare and things I can do after practice and things I can do during practice to train my eyes. And it's a skill, but you have to work on it. And like T.A. says, he's like, I can't ask you to do something on game day that you don't practice every day. So I got to use OTA for that and really just get a feel for how he wants his defense ran. It's, for the most part, it's the same. I mean, he has some wrinkles and things that he's going to change in there. He'll have his flavor to it. It'll be his own. But I've been in the system for 6 years, and there's certain things he wants done differently. So for me also, being that, I'm hardwired, trained a certain way, I got to kind of untrain myself and then relearn it how he wants it. So that's another thing I'm focusing on, because if everybody does it how he wants it to be done, we'll be successful.
How do you get better at interceptions?
Well, it's playing the ball. I mean, especially now, since you can't really tackle or hit guys anyway, you got to train yourself. And me, I've always been the type of guy, if it was 50-50, I was gonna try to knock you out. And I got to train myself to, if it's a 50-50, go ahead and just go for the ball. The only time you should probably go for the hit is if you know you're not going to get there in time. So, but you have to start with that at practice. And it's things like that. And then obviously, catching the ball and before and after practice and during practice and focusing on those things. So that's some of the things you can do.
Carlos hasn't been here over the past couple of months or so. At what point do you start to worry, or do you worry at all?
Why should I worry?
Just because, is there a team quality issue, chemistry issue with him just not being here? Does it help things work out?
It's voluntary. It's voluntary. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how it's changed over the years to voluntary. And now I just saw on ESPN, they have a list of guys who didn't voluntarily show up. That's crazy to me. So it's whatever. I know he's training. I know he's working. I spoke to him, and he'll be in shape. He'll be ready to go whenever he shows up.
Does the work that he has put in here as a Bengal kind of give you that sense of comfort in terms of what?
Nah, the only comfort is it's voluntary. If he didn't show up for something that was mandatory, then I would be like, all right, come on. But everything right now is voluntary. So, like I said, OTAs is for everybody to work on themselves. If he wasn't here training camp, all right, here we go. But OTAs is for yourself anyway. And so he's working on himself where he's at. I'm working on myself here. These guys are working on themselves here. It's just everybody's working on themselves wherever they're at. So I don't get worried about it right now because it's voluntary.
Do you take ownership in making sure the guys don't let that become a bigger issue than it is, and making sure everybody stays locked in?
No one's worried about it. I didn't think about it until you said something, to be honest with you. Like I said, because in this time of the year, it's about yourself. It's not, like Coach said, we don't even have a depth chart right now. We just have a rep chart. So we're just taking reps scattered throughout the whole thing. We're not game planning. We're not doing nothing. So it's really just to focus on you. So why would you be worrying about the next man and where he's at if you should be worrying about you? So come training camp, when they actually throw up some depth charts and we actually start game planning and doing some certain things, maybe you can worry because it messes up the gel of everything. But not right now. It's, like I said, it's voluntary.